anything about O.J. Howard and just how much you guys are able to add more and more of him into the offense and different uses for him in the offense as he continues to pick things up?
Well, we talked about it last week. It's, you know, like every player that you have, you have things in the game plan that give guys opportunities to make plays. Sometimes, certain times of the game, you don't get it called. Other times, they defend it. Sometimes you get pressure on the quarterback. It just worked out last week with some of the plays that we had in for O.J., trying to take advantage of his skill set. So that's how that kind of works out that way. Heck, we could go a couple weeks and O.J. not have a catch. I mean, so, you know, are we trying to get him involved? Yes. Is he growing as a player? Yes.
Other things, I mean, we saw it got called back. I mean, that was kind of a tight end screen. It was the first time we'd seen that, really, with him in Miami. Do you think about what you can do with him? I mean, obviously, he's a guy that's a guy you can use creatively. Are you thinking
sure.
about what you can do end of the year, year two, that kind of thing?
We did it a couple weeks ago against Carolina. He got tripped up, got about 10 yards on it, had a chance for a bigger play. You know, Luke Kuechly made a great play on it, came across the field. So we're constantly trying, with all of our skilled players, him included, trying to find ways that we can get them involved in the offense and what they do well. Because not every player, especially a young player, does everything well yet. You know, and you also have Cam there. So trying to balance that is a challenge for us and one we've continued to try and find ways to get them both the ball.
Talking about one of your older players, Ryan Fitzpatrick, just seems like he's playing really sound, efficient football. Especially mm-hmm. last week. Is that really what you're looking for most out of him?
Sure. I mean, I thought he played really well last week. Yeah, there's things that, you know, you sit there and say, well, here and here and here, but we didn't turn it over. I thought he made a number of plays with his feet and throws down the field. It's hard. You know, we got a little choppy because of penalties. You know, and if we don't have those penalties, then the score looks a little bit different. And another time coming out, we completed a big third down. We needed it, and we didn't get it. We got another call. So, you know, again, I thought he played really well. I thought he's played well when we've asked him. I mean, what have we had, two games and a half against Arizona? You know, for the most part, I mean, he's given us a chance in every game, given us a chance to win. That's what you can hope for. And it's been good.
Is it? As far as his strengths go, I mean, would you say getting rid of the ball quickly, beating the blitz, do you think those are two of his better attributes?
I think getting rid of the ball quickly.
Not like throwing it away, but.
I think that's true. Do I think he knows where to go with the football? Yes. Do I think that every week that he continues to practice and get a feel for our skill guys and our protections and what we want to get done? I think there's a comfort level that comes from that because, again, you don't – when Jameis – I guess he was practicing some when Jameis was hurt, but again, all of it still builds with the guys we have.
How pleased were you with the way Chris Godwin stepped up? I mean, we didn't see him much throughout the game, but twice on that final drive there, he was able to come up really big for you with those
catches.
Yeah,
it's crazy how it works that way, you know, just that he was playing, he was in and out of there. But, you know, some of it was run game stuff and naked stuff, and we had something earlier in the game where I think we had a chance down the field, but Fitz had to scramble. And so, you know, you have certain pieces in the game plan. When does that come up? Opportunities are going to come up more for Chris when we're down or in a two-minute attack situation because we're going to be rotating guys more frequently. You know, we have our starters. We have Deshaun and Mike on the outside, and Chris has also worked inside a little bit with Hump. So we have our guys. So when does that come up? That comes up more frequently, you know, as you get into the game and guys are coming in and out. And we're still trying to find ways to get Chris more involved because Chris has continued to develop and continue to, you know, improve each week. So.